Well, it's good to be together again and looking forward to what the Holy Spirit wants to share with us. And if we go back to last week, it's always a joy because the Holy Spirit will go to Jesus and take what Jesus wants to speak to you and I about, and we will hear the Holy Spirit speak to our spirit. And that's what we've been looking at. So, Father, thank you for the incredible gift again of your Holy Spirit that will... It's only your spirit that knows what's on your mind. And we want to thank you that we are able to hear, we are able to receive, we are able to know what's on your mind by the Holy Spirit so that we have the mind of Christ. And as you share with each and every one of us in a unique way, individual way, corporate way, family way, whatever way, Father, you know what's on your heart. And so we welcome Holy Spirit, your ability, your ministry in our lives. We welcome you in just breaking through into our lives, and particularly as you share the effect of truth, the effect of love, the effect of peace, of life, of the way will become so realistic within us that we will know we've heard your incredible loving voice. And now we know the way to walk. We know direction. We're able to move into the future with a confidence because we have received a faith from you. And we want to thank you for that. So thank you as you just open up again your heart to us, sharing, giving yourself to us. We want to thank you for that. And this we ask as your family, just really get encouraged by you and taught by you. We want to thank you that this is for the benefit of a community of people that are not yet saved, that you are equipping us to be able to just really be involved in the Great Commission, in praying for our communities, sharing the gospel, reaching out in practical ways of love and mercy and kindness, whatever way it is, so that people can taste and see how real you are through our lives. And this we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, great. Last week we were busy looking at in John chapter 16, and we were just looking at the way that our Father speaks to us by the Holy Spirit to our spirit man. And Just to, because that can be a bit confusing because we have separated body, soul, and spirit so far apart. But we are created and by God and be in His image. And so, sometimes we separate body, spirit, and soul just too far that we don't realize the oneness of it all. And the more we walk in the spirit, the more the oneness is a reality with our mind, and even our body. Remember, our physical bodies in Romans 8 speaks about our physical bodies is the last thing that gets redeemed. Remember, Paul writes about our physical body is called the body of sin. Our physical bodies cannot go to heaven because sin cannot go to heaven. Okay, that's why we've got to get a resurrected body, a new spiritual body. And that's when the complete oneness really becomes such a reality to us. But in the meantime, just quickly just recap a little bit, and then we're going to look at something that is so it's going to be such a breakthrough in our lives. When in Romans 8, remember we read then verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And that's the realm of true communication, where the Holy Spirit testifies, speaks to our human spirit that we are God's children. We can hear that. There's a oneness to that testimony because our spirit is in union with God, who is spirit. And that's where true spirit-to-spirit communication takes place. How do we know? Because not all our thoughts are God's thoughts. How do we know that now our mind is now really just so one with our spirit that we're getting the thoughts just like that? How do we know whether it is the Holy Spirit's thoughts or if it's our own thoughts? And that's what we looked at in Romans, still in Romans chapter 8, just there in verse 5, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set in what the flesh desires. And that's a telltale sign, where our mind is just focused on ourselves, on just satisfying our selfishness, etc. And that's all we think about is me kind of stuff. And it's all about me. Then you know that that's not the mind of Christ, because Christ has put to death the me. Okay, we've been raised with him. So straight away, you know, no, those thoughts are not from the spirit to spirit communication. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set in what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the spirit have their mind set in what the spirit desires. And that's the reality. As we walk in the spirit, we are born again, but it's to keep in step with the spirit of God. And as we keep in step with the Spirit of God, more and more we realize just the impact that that communication, spirit to spirit, is having on our thought process, our minds. And this is the result of that. We have our thoughts now are really hallowed be your name. It's really about the desires of God. And there is that life over there. And that's why Paul writes here, the mind governed by the flesh is death. That's a result of just a mind that is not led by the Holy Spirit. The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Remember, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So as the Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit, and we are now experiencing the thoughts, our thoughts will have within it the life of the Holy Spirit. It will have within it the way of God. It will have within it the life of God. And that is what, that's the experience. It's not just a sort of information. We experience the life of the Holy Spirit. We experience the way of God. We experience the truth of God in the way we're thinking. And now you know, okay, those thoughts are God's thoughts, and they come from my spirit, and they're not my own just thoughts and that over there. And we're getting established in that. And that this helps people tremendously when discovering the will of God and just knowing the ways of God. And particularly because so many folk will come and they will say, God has spoken to me. This is what God has said to me. And in a few weeks' time, no, God has changed his mind. And this is what now God is saying. And you never see the fruit. You never see the way of God in a person's life. You never see the truth of God operating. You never see the sort of the life of God manifesting in a person's life. This is because they don't understand where true communication takes place. And this, as you and I get established, this is important when we're in discipling people. And then people come and say, I believe God is saying this to me. Now you sort of can begin to have sort of a reference to just begin to ask them, okay, how did you hear this? What impact is it having on your mind? Are you experiencing the life of God, the abundant life, the quality of God's life, free from fear, free from doubt? Are you experiencing that in your thought process? Are you worried about tomorrow? All these things, these are the questions you can ask now so that you can help people to really know, okay, was it just my own thought or was it really the thoughts coming from my spirit man as we grow in living from the inside out. Okay, so that is what we were busy looking at over there. But just an important question, script here is in 1 Corinthians 6, and speaking about the sexual relationship between a man and a woman and the oneness that takes place. And Paul writes there, do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? So that's flesh to flesh, okay? And we speak about soul ties and those kind of things. Where it said that two will become one flesh, okay? But now we are spirit to spirit. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. And that's our reality as a child of God. As we are been born again by the Holy Spirit, we walk in the spirit, we are spiritual beings. And we are united with Christ who is spirit. And that's the communication, spirit to spirit. Okay. So that's just a scripture that you can meditate on as well in that over there. And then we just quickly looked at John 16, and that was the scripture that we looked at, verse 12. I have much more to say to you. So we know that Jesus will, he didn't stop speaking to us. There's much more. After his resurrection, he's going to still continue to speak, but he's going to now speak by the Holy Spirit to you and I. And that's why we've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's why many times in church, religion, people, it'll always try and hinder and stop the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that brings death, and that brings just a form of sort of religious activity, denying the power, denying the way of God, the truth of God, the life of God in the body of Christ, because of the doctrines concerning the Holy Spirit that has come into the family of God. I have much more to say, more than you can now bear. But when he, again, I'm not just he, it's a person, God, the Holy Spirit, not a force, not this, it's a person. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, remember last time we looked, Satan is the father of lies. Satan's also a spiritual being, and that's why spirit-to-spirit communication, and the Satan speaks as well to the spirit that's not alive with Christ. Our spirit is alive. It's in union with Christ, so that's why we can communicate with the Holy Spirit, with God. The Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. And that's what we looked at. Remember, we also looked at some time back in John 8, verse 31, where Jesus says, my true disciples are those that hear me. They hear the Spirit, they have that communication, but then they take it in. They now renew their minds to that. They let their minds also now begin to come in agreement with truth. They now know the peace of that truth. They now know the way of that truth. They now know the life of that truth, and that produces freedom. And we see that again in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. So to know whether your thoughts are God's thoughts, freedom, peace, are big evidences that your thoughts are now the thoughts of God, the mind of Christ, and that'll just really just help you to be able to go through your day, face tomorrow, go into the future, because you've heard God speak and you know his thoughts concerning your life or the situation that you may be concerned about. Okay, so that's what we looked at there. Now, remember when we looked at Hebrews chapter 1 about faith, and I want to just go there because this is going to be an important part this morning. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and I, spirit to spirit, remember, faith comes from hearing. So as we, our spirit hears from God, what's taking place, there is this faith. Faith is a spiritual reality. It's God is giving us faith because we're hearing the Spirit of God. And so this is the qualities. This is what you and I experience when we hear the Spirit speak to our spirit. We get the confidence. The hope comes in, the assurance, the substance, that foundation. Although we cannot yet see the manifestation in the natural within us, in our spirit-to-spirit communication, we know it's a done deal. And so we can go forward with this incredible confidence. And that's why the mind that is now the mind of Christ in this area, that is why the mind has peace. The mind is free of fear. The mind is free from doubts. The mind is free from anxiety, because now our mind is one with the substance of faith. Our mind, our thoughts, is one with the incredible truth and the ways of God. And so we have got that confidence. We've got that assurance that faith brings. Okay, so that's the reality when it comes to knowing the heart and the thoughts of God in our lives. Now, what I want to look at this morning is in Luke chapter 17. And we touched this a little bit some time back about the difference between little faith and small faith. But here is something that is so profound. This what the Holy Spirit wants to share is life-changing when it comes to understanding how faith works. This what God wants to share. You will notice there that the grace of God, faith in the name of Jesus, authority cannot be separated, because now we're going to start seeing how grace, faith in God, hearing Him, and authority starts to come together. And this is the time now where we're going to really learn how to use faith, how to operate in faith, how to see the authority that's in this reality of the faith of God, God's faith, and to be able to see things taking place as we move forwards. So Jesus is speaking, and he's speaking about sort of people offending us. And he says there, then he said to his disciples, I'll see that one to King James. Let me just change easier language. Then Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of his little ones to stumble. So watch yourself. And then he goes on and he says, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. That word rebuke is to correct, is to share, to be able to bring about life, to be able to bring about an understanding of the situation for correction, in that. So it should have a positive impact on the person that is sinning against you. So if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Now, it's fascinating that in the context of people sinning against you, the disciples ask, Lord, please increase our faith. That's incredible, because let's face it, one of the most powerful things that brings about a strong voice in our lives is when people hurt us. That voice of that hurt, that voice of justification, that voice of revenge, that voice of all that kind of stuff becomes extremely loud. Okay? And so the disciples understand this reality. And so they realize, okay, faith comes from hearing God. Faith means that I must choose the way of God, because it's the way of God. My way, I want to get revenge. My way, I wanting to just have this unforgiveness in my life and just to do this, etc. They realize that voice is so loud. The voice of God, they need to be able to get strengthened in walking in the ways of God. They've heard the voice of God. They know what God has said about forgiving the enemies. They know what God has said about revenge is mine, says the Lord. They know that truth. Now they've got that battle taking within them seven times. Keep on doing the same thing. What do you mean forgive? No, my way is better than your way, God. I'd rather choose my way than to walk in faith, believing that you will sort this out. To believe that your way of forgiving is the way of life. To believe that, you see. So that's the conflict that many have when it comes to walking in the truth, the ways of God, having faith in the Word of God, and having faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says over there, Jesus replies to them, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Now, notice this over here. Yahweh's seeing, remember last time we looked at the difference between little faith and small faith. Faith, as I read there in Hebrews chapter 11, has got that substance and it's got that foundation, that hope, that life. It's got that confidence. It's got all of that in that. So small faith has that in it. It may be small in quantity, but it's got that substance and it's got that foundation. It's got that assurance. It's got that confidence all in that small faith, where little faith doesn't have that. Okay, I read the Bible and maybe God's going to come through that. There's no confidence in God. There's no assurance that God's going to come through. That's not in it. That's a little faith. Okay. And so Jesus is saying to his disciples, guys, you've already got faith. I'm going to teach you how to use it now. And this is what he's speaking about there. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say, now this is very important, because here we see the verbal command, the verbal instruction to the situation. You can say, be uprooted and planted in the sea and it will obey you. Fascinating now that we're starting to see the authority behind God's faith. We're seeing here now that mulberry tree has no option but to obey the command of faith. Okay, very important. And so, so we looked at that some time back, you know, as we were going through that small faith and that little faith part over there. But now let's go on, and we will see over there, because we get to an incredible truth over here that a God faith, because we've heard God speaking, and because now we're speaking what God has said, it's the authority of God that is behind that faith. That faith has the authority of God. Okay. And this is where I believe that today the Holy Spirit is really helping us to get the breakthrough in our confidence in the Word of God. The confidence, that is why he's helping us to understand how to recognize God's voice, to know and to open up our hearts to receive. Holy Spirit, you speak to me. Help me to just be able to really become more sensitive to you speaking to my spirit. I can renew my mind to that truth. I can take every thought captive and make it obedient to now what Jesus is saying to me. As you've gone to Jesus, you've received from Jesus, and now you're making what Jesus has on his heart known to me. That has the authority now. Christ is the King of Kings. He's been seated above all. He has destroyed the works of Satan. It's his authority now. And so now you and I, this is the God faith. This is why, to have peace in the mind, to experience that life of God, to have that confidence, that assurance, you know now you're able to speak to the situation with that faith now, because it has the authority. And that thing has to obey the authority of Jesus. Okay, that's the context. That's the reality of a God faith and us speaking in faith, praying in faith, whatever it may be. But it's the faith reality. Whatever we do it in His name. We've got faith in His name. So whatever we do in faith, we start to see the authority of God becoming a reality in the situation. Why is God teaching us how to live in the grace for today? Jesus says, you know, we've got wars breaking out. There's this new one, is Russia and Ukraine. Jesus says these are going to take place. There's going to be wars, etc., etc., droughts and famines and earthquakes and all this kind of taking place. But fear not. You see, he goes and he says, because I've overcome this world. So when you and I are walking in faith, we're going to walk in the reality of all of this, but now we have the advantage. And so he's helping us to be able to live in the midst of all that he said is going to come take place. But, and he says, fear not, you see. So we, that's the realm of grace. That's the realm of faith. That's the realm that you and I, as children of God, that's where we stay. And he wants us to be rooted in this. He wants us to be built on this rock, the solid rock. So in the storms, we're not going to crumble because we know the truth of God. We know how to appropriate, how to live in the grace of God. And we know how to speak the words that Christ has spoken to us by the Holy Spirit. And that faith, we know how to use that faith. Okay. So it's very important. Then he goes on and he shares over here. And he starts to give an example in verse 7 onwards. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Won't you rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything that you were told, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Now, it's incredible how Jesus, in speaking about this faith, is saying that that mulberry tree has to obey the voice of faith. And now he starts to give an illustration between the master and a servant. The master gives an instruction, the servant obeys. So he's now beginning to give a practical illustration of how faith works. Okay. And so he says over there, and he's using this illustration, he says, here's the master. So faith is the master. And the servant is that mulberry tree. And he says to the guys, do you go and you say to this mulberry tree, whatever that situation, come and enjoy it and come and mess my life up. Come and just invade my life. And that is, no, you're not compromising to that situation and tolerating that situation. No, because that situation is your servant. You see, the way to get that servant to obey is by the word of faith. That the authority of faith. So when you see, he says over there, he speaks about your faith. It becomes our faith when we receive the God faith and the oneness. Now we've received God's faith and now we're participating with that faith. So it now becomes our faith, your faith, my faith, because we've accepted that faith of God and now we're using that faith. It's our willpower. We are making a decision to use that faith. And that's part of the oneness and the joy of cooperating, of co-working with the grace of God, is using the faith so it becomes ours. Many times God gives faith, but it never becomes our faith. It stays there. No, okay, it was wonderful. We experienced the breakthrough of faith. We had all this there, but we never walk in faith. We're not fully persuaded that God is able to do, even over a long period of time. We quit, we give up. And so we give away that faith that God has given to us. And we rather receive unbelief, doubt, anxiety, and all those things that we replace the God faith with. And so, yeah, we begin to see over here now, this is how the faith that God has given to us, as we heard, God, faith comes from hearing, as we heard the Holy Spirit share with us what's on the heart of Jesus, making it known to us. Now we receive, we experience that substance, we experience that hope, we experience all of that over there. We've renewed our mind to what God has said over there. And now we're starting to walk in that journey of faith. We're going to face the mulberry trees. There's going to be many, many mulberry trees that are going to be resisting faith. It's going to challenge faith. It's going to rise up and it's going to say, no, it's impossible. But now this is where we have to use and understand that when we speak what we believe, that word carries God's authority, and that mulberry tree, that situation has to obey that command of faith. Okay. And then that mulberry tree, that situation, all it can say, we've only done our duty by obeying our master. This is how faith works. Okay. And this is where, when it comes to so many things now that God is helping us to, you know, we often pray for the sick and so forth, and that, but we're becoming aware of what is God saying, because we need to operate in the God faith when praying, so that we know that as we pray, that sickness, that mulberry tree has to obey, that servant has to obey. And so that sickness leaves because it's only doing its duty by obeying the command of the God faith that is now our faith as we speak that faith. And that is so, so important to understand. A scripture that is very, that may help you to grasp this is, here we have where, let me just get that, verse 13. Again, here speaking about the life of God in the believer, the life of the Holy Spirit within us. And then he carries on, so then death is at work in us, but it releases life in you. We have the same spirit of faith that is described in the scriptures when it says, first I believed, then I spoke in faith. Okay? So we also first believe, and then we speak in faith. We do this because we are convinced. That's the fruit of faith. That's that substance. We are convinced that he who raised Jesus will raise us up. So here's a very important truth here. We first believe, but then we speak. We speak the words of faith. We speak in faith. And that's what God is helping us today, is to really begin to receive his help. Remember, the Holy Spirit is our helper, to be able to receive the help of the Holy Spirit and to be able to take hold of what he is sharing to us despite what we see, because faith doesn't look at that. Faith now knows what God has spoken, and we see what is not yet a reality in the natural. That's the reality of faith. Now we can speak, and that situation has to obey, because now that situation is our servant. As we speak, we're not going to compromise. We're not going to make that servant comfortable in our lives. We're going to address it, give it an order. That word of God, we give it an order in the name of Jesus, and that servant, that thing has to now obey that command. It may resist, it may rebel, it may call its friends along and say, we're going to come and we're going to try and disown this master because we don't like this monster. The enemy will start everything, these fiery darts against the shield of faith. You pick up that shield of faith, we speak, the word of God is that sword, and we appropriate what it means to be clothed in Christ, the armor of Christ, and we deal with this stuff. Okay. We stand firm in Jesus. We are strong in his ability and what he has done. And now we deal, we give that command. And today, this could be the first time that maybe some will actually verbalize and speak out with their voices, in the name of Jesus, I command that, or in the name of Jesus, whatever God has spoken, to actually verbalize it and address it and speak to that situation as if it is your servant. It has to obey. Not into South Africa, where it's different. In that time, the master, the servant, okay? And that has to obey. And that's the reality of the situation. So in our prayer lives now, what has God spoken to you? Now you know, okay, what God has spoken, you believe. And now because you believe, you speak. So you're speaking faith. You're speaking in faith. You're not just speaking in doubt or unbelief. So we also first believe, then we speak in faith. Okay? The spirit speaks to your spirit. The mind has been renewed. You believe. Now you're able to speak in faith because you know what God has spoken is the truth. It's the way. It's the life. And you can address the situation over there. And we do that. And, you know, in our families, what God has promised, speak. You'll have the resistance, obviously, because all the time, remember, Satan's antichrist, and he will try and resist. He's always rebelling against sin, is rebelling against Christ. Okay? And so there's always that resistance, but now you persist. That's why the persistent prayer is so important. Now we persist. In the name of Jesus, I will not, that situation, you are the servant, you obey this command I'm giving you, and you enforce that command. It may take a while, but we continually enforce that command of that we speak in faith, that instruction we speak in faith in that given situation. So now we pray for our families, we pray for our communities. I was just sharing earlier on, you know, with everybody speaking about the Russian war and the Ukraine war and so forth and invasion. But guys, listen to this. God has placed us in a community. We're in war. God has given a promise for your town. We're in war. The enemy has invaded. The enemy has captured. Sin and death rules and reigns in so many people's lives. Satan has taken people captive. The demonic realm operates. But we, the body of Christ, Christ the King of Kings, we cannot abandon our cities. We cannot desert our cities. God has placed us as light in a city. We cannot disband. We cannot desert. You know, in the army, we desert, whatever it may be. We cannot desert the kingdom of God. We're in the kingdom of God. And he's showing us now the grace of God. It's his involvement, what Christ has done. And for us now to be able to appropriate, have faith in the name of Jesus, and now to receive from Jesus what his plans are, what he wants to share by the Holy Spirit. And now we take ownership of that. We cooperate with the grace of God. And now we, the army of God, we speak the words of faith. We pray with the prayer of faith. Because we believe, now we speak. So we're in a war, praying for our communities, praying for the unsaved, praying for what, you know, the people that are saved, but there's trauma, there's so many things taking place, guys. The moment we step up and we really realize God loves the people of our town and we're involved in this war, the invasion is real, and Satan is invading, sin and death is invading our communities, and that, but God loves the people, he's placed the believers as light. Now, as we get engaged, we're involved with the kingdom of God. We're involved with cooperating with the grace of God, the authority of Jesus, the breakthroughs. We're involved in something far bigger than ourselves. And that's where life is. That's the reality of living. That's where purpose is. That's where incredible sort of the joy and the purpose of just really love living, because now you're involved with the reality of enforcing the love of God, in a sense, into the situation and getting people set free. And the Spirit of God is upon us to set the captives free. Okay. And so let's engage. Let's now believe that God loves the people. Let's pray with that prayer of faith. Let's speak and testify. Let us do work, love action, with mercy actions, whatever it may be, in touching people's lives, but none knowing we're doing it in the name of Jesus, and there's the authority of Christ behind this. It's not just good works, but you know you're there to reveal the love of Jesus. You're there to reveal the goodness of God that carries the power, that love of God that never fails. And we will see the turnaround taking place as men and women and children are being drawn to Christ. The Father draws people to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. And now we are starting to believe that. And we start to see the transformation taking place. So press through. It's a fight of faith. Encourage one another as we do. And pray for one another as we do. And just to know, as we start to be established in the authority of faith, see that situation as the servant that has to obey. So that situation, if it had a voice, it'll moan and groan and maybe skinner behind your back. But at the end of the day, it'll say, we're only doing our duty by obeying that command of faith. Amen. breakthrough time. Breakthrough time. Big, big breakthrough time for many of us, because we're understanding what faith is all about and the authority behind faith. And that's why I shared God's government. Grace is a big part, and faith is a big part, and that's what we're learning. Okay, so let's pray and have communion together, and we take it from there. Father, what a joy to know that you've placed us in a community where we are for a reason. And today I want to thank you that we will be able to recognize your word coming alive within us. I want to thank you. Wherever religion, because we all come from a religious background, where religion has sort of put stoppers in our ears that we can't hear. But I want to thank you today that that will be removed. And we have clear hearing, hearing your Holy Spirit speak to us what's on your heart for us, for our towns, for our schools, for our workplaces, for our communities, whatever it may be. So thank you, Holy Spirit. We're starting off by acknowledging that you speak to our spirit man. And we want to thank you that because of where we've been created as a new creation, we're able to hear, we're able to understand, we're able to have the mind of Christ. And we want to thank you for that. So we receive your words to us today. Guide us, lead us, help us to be established in recognizing your voice, and just really becoming sensitive, and we thank you for that. And also, as we know that faith comes from hearing, as you speak to us, we want to thank you, Jesus, that there's a faith that comes from your Holy Spirit imparted into us. And now we want to learn. So help us to be established in the authority of faith, in how the situation has to obey that faith, because it's your authority. We become one with you, and it's our faith now, and there's an authority within us because we're doing it in your name, and that must obey. Father, I ask for courage upon us. I ask that there will be your Holy Spirit enabling us to persist, to persevere. And when we are in a place where we start to doubt, Holy Spirit, please remind us, please strengthen us in faith. Please enable us to use the small faith that we have to see the great breakthroughs. The power of small faith is incredible. Nothing is impossible. So we want to thank you as we pray for our communities, as we pray for families, as we pray for our nation, as we pray for nations. Help us to hear what you are saying, that we pray from your word, we pray from your heart, Jesus, and then we can pray in faith and speak in faith and deal with the situation. Help us, Father, in our thought mind, in our mind, the stuff that is not your thoughts and not your word. Help us to realize that we just really get established in what you were saying about the current situation that we are facing day by day, that we can walk in faith. We can receive the grace for today. And so, Jesus, because of what you have done, because of you, we have now entered into this realm of grace in which we now stand. Because of you, Jesus, we can hear the Holy Spirit. You've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit that we can know your ways. We can know the Father's ways, and we can walk in his ways. So as we have communion now, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to celebrate what you have done in bringing us into the family of God, in making us into this incredible new creation that's beyond our understanding at this time. But we want to thank you. We just simply receive that fact, and we live in that reality. And so we celebrate your blood and your body, and just opening it up for us. And we give you the praise and the glory. Amen.